This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The NFL is discussing the Pro Bowl week and the ways to improve it, including possibly eliminating the traditional game and using that Sunday to just showcase the players in it. What's the best solution to go to? Because we know it's not the actual game. 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. I want to give you the shout out for the best Pro Bowl replacement idea on the truckwreck.com text line. Here is the commissioner, Roger Goodell, giving his thoughts on the state of this meaningless event.
I've spoken to several players myself about what works and what doesn't work. I think the conclusion was that the game itself doesn't work and that we needed to find a different way to celebrate our players.
Okay. Troy, you had the first idea amongst all of us that you tweeted out at Tommy Sledge.
I mean, my first realistic idea, and I think it should be pointed out that I think this one is realistic, it is battle for number one. You have a battle for number one. You take the two worst teams in the NFL at the end of the regular season, take away their free agents, the ones that will be leaving the team the following year, and just have the roster that will play the following year.
Wow.
And then they play for the number one draft pick. That way the game is worth something.
That is being brought up on the truckwreck.com text line an awful lot just here in the last couple of minutes. The battle for number one. I'm sure there would be issues with that, like, you know, NFLPA would have, I'm sure, an issue with that. You know, you also have, like, you know, are the players, what are the players playing for? Like, they want the number one pick, I guess, but, like, it's not like they're playing for a Super Bowl. It's playing for a chance at a 50-50 coin flip of a player.
Yeah, I mean, I love the idea. It's never going to happen.
Right.
I mean, I absolutely love the idea. This is going to be more skills contest oriented, yeah, I think.
I agree.
I mean, I grew up loving one of my favorite things on TV of all the sports was the quarterback challenge. I don't like it as much now. You know, they do have the moving targets. I don't know. Maybe it was just new to me with Dan Marino and Jim Kelly, and they had the quarterback challenge. I absolutely loved it, the distance throwing and the moving targets and all that stuff. And now it seems a little too Nickelodeon for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the dodgeball is cool. You know, they got the crazy catch contest, fastest man. You know, I think that is that's what they're going to move towards in terms of trying to amplify the different skills contests that are out there. But getting a game replacement with guys that actually care with something mega on the line, I don't see that happening. I wish it would. I hope it would, but that's not going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, if you are wanting to keep football involved in the pro football, that is how you are Pro Bowl. That's how you do it.
Did y'all have play day? What was it called? Last day of school.
Foreplay?
Not foreplay. That's how you got three kids.
That's right.
But play day, like the last day of school, it was just games for the school.
Oh, yeah.
You got dodgeball. You got kickball.
Foursquare.
You got foursquare, right? That's basically what they want to do. I think that's what they want to do.
Yeah, tug of war.
Tug of war.
You know, get all the O-linemen out there, have a big tug of war.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. Do they still do the last
field,
day of school?
Field day, right? We had that this past week.
Yeah.
It may have been Monday or maybe late last week. Yeah, that field day.
Any other suggestions besides a skills challenge? Ocho Cinco had a terrible one. He said, you know, get current NFL guys versus some older legends. Make it flag football or two-hand touch. It would break all the ratings. No, no, it wouldn't. No one wants to see a bunch of old dudes running around popping hamstrings. I don't care,
man. Mike Vick in the fan controlled football league or that one that they're doing in Atlanta. Yeah, he's back in that. Yeah, but nobody wants to see these.
Oh,
old
I think
guys.
He said he wasn't back in that.
He wasn't back. I saw online they were talking him to come back, and
yeah,
he had agreed, but I guess he's not coming. But something like that, you know, I don't want to see that. I don't want to see these old geezers out there.
Yeah, No one cares.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.